Yo, people. Let's get it. Oprah, how you doing? Long time. Questions with the croakers, not the comas. Let's get this started. Hope everyone is well. 21 questions. Let's post this and pin this. All the usual things. Who we got in the building? Oprah, Abby, Enchant 24. That's a name. Welcome, 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 welcome. Big up our sponsors. Proper Corn. If you're going to do your snacking, do it right. We got Proper Corn. In your next shopping, try it out if you don't really already know about Proper Corn. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And tonight we've got a wonderful couple joining us in 21 questions. They got one pass card, and I've got some serious questions, so I hope I hope they're ready for it. Let's get all the marketing in place. We're live. Ladies and gentlemen, 21 questions. If you've never logged into 21 questions before, we ask our special guests 21 questions. They have one pass card to skip a question if they don't want to answer it. If they make it all the way to the end without skipping or without using their pass card, then they get this prize that's sitting right there. It's quite a good prize, actually, considering. I go by the name of IC, that's ICIE Music. If you want to follow anything I'm doing, that's ICIE Music on everything. But what do you call it? Twitter, Instagram, come find me. Again, big up my sponsor. Proper Calm. Do it proper. All right. Just make sure. Now remember, this right here is the comment section. That's your place. So if you're feeling the live, make sure you're writing it in the comments. If you've got any questions yourself, write them in the comments. Let's get interactive. Make sure you're following the Sit Down UK. Once this is ended, we put it on our Spotify page, we've got it on our YouTube page, and if you're into Apple Podcasts, you can check it out there. All right, IGTV, it's all gonna be there so you can watch it after, yeah? It's popcorn and nice one. Shout out to my wife, who is holding it down while I do these lives. All right, we're gonna start in 1 minute. This corn is proper. Proper corn. Hey. Where did I put my... How's everyone doing considering Cora Cora? Let me know in the comments. Hope you are well, man. Keeping safe. Praying for all those that are losing people in this time. It's a mad time. So if we're alive, we've got to be grateful out here. All right. 1 minute has gone. Let's get it in. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to welcome to the live a wonderful couple. I've known them for years and years and years. And it's great to see what they're doing with their marriage and their ministry. And we're going to unpack that. We've got 21 questions to unpack that. So without further ado, I'm going to welcome the Cokers onto the live. Hey.
Hey.
Oh.
What up?
Good.
How's it going? How's it going?
My people.
Popping.
How are you? What color are you not wearing? What are you not wearing? Denim.
Yeah, we got some product placement. You know, we thought we'd just, you know, the occasion kind of calls for it, you know?
Where did you find them?
Listen, I'm telling you, bro, like...
You had to pull it out.
We pulled it out, babe.
Jesus and my logo badges, you know? Lord of mercy.
Boom, boom.
Way back when.
If you know, you know.
Big up to you, lot. How you lot been, man?
Oh, good.
Good, man.
Really good. Good. Really good.
Can't complain.
How about you?
I'm good. It's a mad day. So much working from home. I've got so much work to do, and
yeah.
I'm studying at the moment as well. So balancing that, making sure I help out my wife. Then we've got the little one. So yeah, quarantine, lockdown, madly. But yeah, we're all good, man. We're alive, man. A living dog is better than a dead lion. So we're alive. We're here. Denim crew.
No, I love it.
Why not?
So big up to you two. I've known you guys for a while, so long. I jumped onto Facebook, and I was like doing CI FBI with Siobhan's page, and all the way back to your proposal evening event that you did. Remember that?
Yeah.
And remember, I did the pictures.
Yeah.
So I was going through the pictures.
No.
I was like, rah, like, and I saw so many old friends and acquaintances. I was like, damn, like memories. I love the fact that, you know, social media, there are good bad points about it, but the good points are that there's a way it just captures time.
Yeah.
And it doesn't let go of it. Unless you delete it, it doesn't let go of it. So
it's true.
Good to see that you lot are still well from that day to now. 10 years, celebrating 10 years this year.
This year, September.
Yeah. Matt. Oh, big up to you guys, man. So, welcome. Thank you for coming to 21 Questions.
Cool.
How are you feeling? Nervous?
We were a bit nervous this week. I think we're still a little bit. Don't know what you're going to ask us, mate. Do you know what I mean?
So, for those that are watching, like 21 Questions, we don't. I don't send out the questions to them. I don't want anybody to be able to prepare. If there are areas they don't want me to talk about, all right, cool. But on a general scale, I do not send any questions. So the answers they give are their genuine responses. This is how they are going to respond in the moment. love it, man. All right, cool. So we got Siobhan. I remember for the JD Sports Days, Oxford Street, Dizzy Rascal Days, we used to exchange tips, playing foosball and all that. And
Absolutely.
I still have that card. Remember that card? That massive card you gave me years ago when you were leaving.
I still kept
that, man, because it was a great period of time in that.
Yeah.
And memories. It's just great to see how far you've come, man. So, Ulrich, and I remember we had our men's meeting.
Yeah.
He was heading up that. And you've just been someone of, I would say, consistency.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Someone who is just consistent, no wavering, no shaking by his mercy and by God's grace. So, both of you combined, it's such an awesome thing to see right now. So you are going to take the 21 questions. I was going to say 21 seconds. 21 questions gauntlet. All right. You have one pass card.
You sure?
One pass
card. Straight, not two.
You sure?
One each.
I thought this over.
Okay.
And it's still one. It's still one pass card.
Okay, so what about half? What if I take, like, what if we split it in half? So half of one and half of another.
Which is
No. It's still half. It's still half of
half. What I'll do, I'll put it to the people.
Wow.
To everyone watching, come on, people. If you think they should only get one card, type one. If you think they should get two pass cards,
be good to us, people.
Come on. Let the spirit of God lead you.
One each.
So if you finish, you get one pass card, put one.
And
if you finish, you get two, put two.
Okay. All
right, cool. Right, without further ado, let's get cracking. So the first question in the bag is, we're going to start you off light. What has been your favourite programme you've watched over this kind of lockdown period? Light work.
Okay.
You take this one.
I think recently we've fallen in love with Love is Blind.
Oh, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
We discovered it very late. Very, yeah. very, very late. And we've been watching it. You know those ones where it makes you...
Sorry. See, you people, yeah.
Just
yeah,
put in one.
Okay. What do people say? So people say one.
Remember,
one,
I know your account.
Leah, so I know you.
It's cool.
I know
it's
you.
Cool.
It's fine.
Right.
One.
It's cool, guys. Done. It's cool. We're feeling it. It's fine.
Okay. Can I turn this back up?
Oh, gosh.
One. Everyone said one. One it is.
Cool.
One it is. So Love is Blind. Love is Blind is your program at the moment.
Yeah.
We got into it about what? Like a week? No, yeah. It hasn't even been a week.
It hasn't been
it
a week.
The weekend.
Yeah, it hasn't been. Okay. But we've been watching it. So yeah.
Back to back.
We can't do too many back to backs because we've got to wake up early. But
yes,
it does make us want to watch the next episode.
Jeez.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, I watched it
too when you became one at the altar.
Who wow. said that?
Them revs there, yeah?
Okay, cool.
This is what
okay,
it is.
It's all right.
That's light. That's light work.
Okay.
But we ain't got a lot of time, so we're just going to go in, man.
All right, let's do it.
So for each other, what is one thing, what is your biggest pet peeve for each person? One thing that Siobhan does that just annoys you, or one thing that Oric does, Siobhan, that just annoys you. Pet peeve.
Okay, I'll go.
Okay, cool.
Oric says things that are incorrect. Like,
wow,
because he knows already. Like, if he's saying, make sure to Matthias, he'll say, make sure you eat up all your seeds of rice, and I'll be like,
your rice seeds,
grains, they're grains, the grains.
I don't know what they're comes grains. Out sometimes, you know, it's so, just mad.
Those kind of things, then I'm just like.
And I said it bare times, like, over the past couple of days. I don't know. Maybe I was reading about seed time and harvest or something.
Amen. Your seeds of rice. Oric, what about you?
Woo! I mean, I think for me, my historic thing ever since I met this girl was just time keeping.
It's improved.
She's a lot better now. Trust me. She's, like, amazing. And I always tell her that. Do you know what I mean? But...
It's to the
Jeez,
last minute.
Jeez, man.
To the last minute.
When we were dating, especially, I was just like, what? I've told you from last week. 7:30, let's go. Yeah. And it's like, it's mad.
Say nothing. I'm not even going to say anything on that subject. I'm not saying anything on that subject. Anyway, next one. What's the fiercest argument you've ever had?
Ooh.
Like this one here. You know when you're in an argument and you think, okay, you know what, I'm going to hold back a bit.
Yeah.
This argument, you both just went for it. What was it about? And what was it?
We've had a few fierce ones.
Yeah.
The only one I can remember is the one that we started laughing at the end.
What one's that one?
The one in the car when we were beefing. I can't remember what it was. And we were hitting the dashboard. We were going for it.
Yeah. It was a beef.
And then
at the end, do you know what it was? At the end, we ended up saying, do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Asking each other to repeat back what each other was saying.
Yeah.
And we were wrong. Yeah. We were both wrong. So then we started laughing. The beef, what was it about?
That's the issue, though.
I don't remember what
I can't remember what it's about.
It was heated. Like, we were both, like, hand slapping the dashboard, wanting to get out of the car. Getting back in.
I just can't remember what it was, but it was intense though.
I
remember it. I remember it.
Yeah.
Because for you to hit the dashboard and for me to just be on the steering wheel, like, what? It was outside the house.
It was deep.
Jeez.
I can't remember. We just remembered the
how
feeling.
It felt. Right? Yeah, exactly. You resolved it, can you... but how we felt in it.
Go on. I was going to say.
No, go.
Can you remember how you came back?
Because we both missed it. So when we asked each other, and then Ulrich tried to say what I'm saying, I was like, no, that's not what I'm saying. I was like, well, what are you saying then? And then I had to say it, and they said, well, what am I saying? And I said what I thought he was saying. Yeah. No, it's not what I'm saying. And by the time we're both not hearing each other, we've been shouting at each other for so long we can't hear.
Yeah, we just started laughing.
Let's start again. And that's why we had to be like, cool. I really can't remember it.
Yeah,
it's going to bug me. And you know what? When we come up, we're going to remember it. We're going to have to do a post. Jeez.
Well, we'll let you know that. We'll let you know.
Do you know what did you learn from, because of that was such a fierce argument, what did you learn from that process of argument?
To be honest, I would say that there's no point in allowing things to get to that point.
Yeah.
Actually, when really and truly, the reason why you're getting to that place is usually because the person is hearing what you're saying.
Yeah.
So a lot of times it's actually just to stop. Once you've gone 1, 2, 3,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Don't let the gears go up past that. It's just best get to 3. Just like, do you understand? Do you actually understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And then just actually talking about it.
Mm.
And yeah, I think that was the...
Yeah, because at the end of the day, we shouted, we hit the dashboard, we got vexed, and we still had not heard each other. No. So all of that was just a waste of time. It was a complete waste of time. And then when we calmed down and we actually just said, okay, what are you saying? And there.
Mm.
And then it was just like...
Cool. Keep it moving.
But what we had to do is we had to go through that to understand, okay, cool, you've been here, you've tried it.
Mm. And it just does get...
And that's not how the two of us even learn and hear each other. If someone starts shouting, I miss what you're saying, I could just feel the emotion that you're making me feel. And I've checked out. So, yeah.
When people say, communication is key in a relationship, communication is key in a marriage, communication is key, what does that actually practically mean? What does it actually practically mean?
For me, I would say that it's effectively communicating, and hear me, your emotion about whatever it is that you're talking about. Because you can have a conversation and it can be on a certain... But when you get to a point where you're communicating your emotion, that's when the vulnerability comes in.
Yeah.
And that's when each person begins to actually hear the actual heart of the issue.
Yeah.
And I think even for us guys, we struggle with that because we're kind of talking facts. We like to deal with factual things, as opposed to emotional things.
Yeah.
And so I think the moment that I started to tap into the emotional side and actually speaking, people would say, is the woman's language. Then the conversations became deeper. It made me a lot more vulnerable because now I had to face my emotion.
Yeah.
And she had the ability to now almost poke and say, okay, cool, what's that then?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So yeah.
I'd say... I'd say managing your expectation. Yeah. So communication is key to managing your expectations. So even though you're going to say what your emotion is, you have to understand that once you've communicated it, it doesn't necessarily mean that everything's going to turn out the way you want it to. You have to manage your expectation that just because you said something, it doesn't mean that the person understands.
That's right.
Or the person feels the same way. That just because you put it out there, doesn't mean it's going to result the way you want it to.
And as a woman, how can men be more vulnerable in that situation? Me, for example, like I told my wife a couple of weeks ago, I'm not the greatest at being vulnerable because we've just been trained and taught for so long. Yeah. Through society, through church, through school, this whole man up thing. And though it sounds sometimes as a cop out and it sounds like, oh, whatever, but it really is ingrained and intrinsically in us to, if you say this, you are not being that Superman. You're not being that superhero. So don't say that. Say around it, but don't say it. You know. So as a woman, how do you feel a man can be vulnerable, you know, and share that side of it? Because not a lot of men do it because of that fear of looking weak.
Definitely. I think if guys try to understand you're on the same team, so that if you're thinking, if I can share this vulnerability, this person is actually your team player. They're not going to use it against you. they're standing behind you, they've got your back, they shouldn't be against you. That's the point of choosing the right person, has your heart, and is going to protect your heart, is going to go. What I would, is it frozen?
Yeah, it's frozen what? A bit.
Oh, you froze a little bit. Who's
frozen? Yeah.
Should come back in a second. Oh, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. You on that Virgin Media. I can't hear you. You on that Virgin Media. Can you hear me? Okay. Yeah, okay. Big up technology and ting and ting and ting. All right, okay, you can hear me. All right, cool. Let me try that again. Let me try and add them again. How we doing? Let me know how you are. 21 questions with the Cokers. I want to see you in the comment section if you've been listening so far. So far, we've got to talking about vulnerability. We've got to be talking about communication and the importance of that. I mean, geez, because it's one thing to say you're communicating. It's another thing to be understanding. So let's see if they're back in our fold. Mm-mm. Oh, they are. Let's add them. Mm-mm-mm-mm. In the comment section, let me know where you're coming from when you're listening from today. South London, East London, West London, North London. South London, East London, West London, North London. Yeah. But if you're not even in London, let me hear you. Yo. Can you hear me? You on that Virgin Media.
I don't know what happened there. Can you hear us?
Now I can, yeah. It was glitching. Yeah, please.
Oh, are we frozen again?
No worries. So you keep talking. Yeah, then you keep talking and it should catch up. This is funny. I don't even know if you're pretending, if you're freezing yourself. Okay, nice. Looks good now. go, Shiva, what were you saying? No? Okay. Let me see. What can I... Your sound thing's on, yeah? Stateside, who's stateside? We've got Myra. Say, you're from stateside. Big up. You're related to both of them. Okay, nice, nice. All right, cool. Let's talk to you guys very, very quickly. So, guys and men and women in this comment section, I want you to write in the comment section now, how can men open up more? What can men do to open up more? What do you think? Let's give it over to you. All right, and see if we can link up with those in a second. Those guys in a second. Let's hear your comments. Let's see your comments. Let's interact. Social media. Let's be social in that media. Hmm. So how do you think men and women can be more vulnerable? Kayon Blair, you said be vulnerable, but what does that mean in a practical sense? Conversation with Carol. What's up? Yeah, this happened to me. Yeah. But I think because the IGs are going mad. What does it mean to be vulnerable? Practically, what does that mean? How do you do that? Soccer junkie, not be scared that their chosen partner is going to hurt them. True. Tolu, warrior. Men should just say what's on their mind. Okay. Rachel. Speak about their feelings more. Men need to be more in tune with their emotions. Okay. These statements sound very angry. Men need to. Why do you think they don't? Not to be afraid to cry, express their true emotions without the pride. Okay. All right. Let's see if we can get these two, and they might be available. Let's see. I like these comments. Men need to learn to share their thoughts, their fears, How? Tell us how. Trust that the person you are with has your heart and will protect it. These are some deep comments. Tony said, I'm not angry, yo. Men need to learn to share their thoughts, their fears, their dreams. Not be afraid to cry. Men need to be more in tune with their emotions. Okay. All right, Siobhan, what were you saying? You're leading off that as well.
To be honest, I think I was just saying that we need to be able to trust each other. Mm-hmm. And once you develop that trust with each other, you're trusting that this is your teammate. They've got your back.
Yeah.
They're not out to hurt you. They're actually there to support you and protect you and vice versa.
Yeah.
So when you're at home or when it's the two of you, you're on the same team. And then when you're out there, you're fighting, you're back to back. You've got each other's back.
Yeah.
So that one's coming for you.
Yeah.
So that when you understand this person's not out to hurt you, they're not out to do anything that's going to damage you, actually you can open up to them, you can trust them, you can believe that what you say is in a safe... Orik and I were talking about this when we watched Love is Blind, and we were saying that love really is about being vulnerable with someone and actually trusting that whatever you share with them is
that's good.
And that's what
it's kind of glitching up again.
We want to promote every time we talk about love, we're talking about vulnerability within safety. And that guys will understand that.
Sharon's face. Sharon's like, what?
Yeah.
So yeah, it was cutting up again. But yeah, I can hear you. So I mean, what I got, the main parts I got from you is that safety, there has to be a certainty of safety. There's got to be a trust in that person, that, and that can be in a relationship, that can be a rental, that can be, you know, siblings. What I'm about to say to you can be trusted. It's going. All right, cool. All right, let's go. Next question. Just talking the hardest. What's the time? All right, cool. So, you've got many things that you do. You've got a music ministry together. You've got your vlog, your love relationship. Oh, you can't hear me. I can't hear you. You guys in the section, in the comment section, can you hear me? Let's see. Can y'all hear me? Can you? No, I can't hear them. I love this technology. So you can hear me, but you can't hear them. That's weird. That's very weird. Okay, no problem. We gonna keep going. What did I want to ask? Okay, in the comment section there, I'm gonna ask a question. Let's see if I can come out from these. So one of the questions I had, is marriage dead in this current society that we're in? All right, in the society at the moment, there is a propensity to just move in with someone, you stay with them in a sense forever, have kids, do all the nines, go the whole nine yards, but not necessarily have a marriage, like an official marriage. Is marriage dead in our current society, or is that just what's being shown to us? What do you think? Is marriage still alive, or is it just, like people say, a piece of paper? In your comments section, let me hear what you're saying. Is marriage still alive, or is it just a piece of paper? Desiree, welcome. Is marriage still alive, or is it just a piece of paper? Does it have any relevance in this current society? What do you think? MJE, hope I'm saying that right. You said, I won't say dead. What would you say then? What would you say? Yes, I So Rachel says, yes, I think society is more circular, and so marriage is not seen as important. Deep. Mrs. Yeager said, it's alive. Okay, it's alive. Where is it alive? Where do we see it alive the most? Or is it just alive in our own circles? Soka Junkie said, I think it's dead. Oh, sorry. You said you think it depends, okay? Warrior, I feel marriage is still alive, but the definition of it isn't understood or taken seriously. Okay, true. Olufemi, yo, in this day and age, because of the court system, brothers are not seeing the benefit. Therefore, they're checking out. Okay, marriage is being challenged. Oh, I like that. I like that. Marriage is definitely being challenged. Big up Cressy, Beats in the building. Love you, bro. Indeed. So we've got, you know, from the responses I can see, marriage is respected, but it might just be that it's respected in certain circles. And if you're in that circle, then you're going to view marriage with that type of, respect. Beatrice, it's alive. The meaning and values is dead. Surface level marriage is still alive, but the real subject of marriage is what people try to avoid. Let's see if we can get the code, because I can't. Hopefully this works. Should work now. 21 questions with the Cokers.
Yo.
Hey, yeah.
We just decided to change from phone to tablet, so hopefully that's
no problem at all, man.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Yeah.
I can see you. Can you can see me?
Yeah.
What song is that, Siobhan?
I can see you. You can see me. You said, what song is that, Siobhan?
I can see you. You can see me.
Isn't that one of your songs? You're not a titch. Come on, man. Crazy titch, man. Crazy titch. All right. Cool. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, we are doing 21 questions with the Cokers. Ulrich and Siobhan Coker. A wonderful couple. Been married for 10 years. Coming up to 10 years this year. Yeah. They have a relationship vlog that is booming at the moment. So you can make sure you can check that out. What days is it?
Tuesdays at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Tuesdays 9 p.m. So after you finish this, if you're not already following them, make sure you're checking out that every Tuesday. They've got a wonderful music ministry. And they're also parents. How many children have you got? Two.
Two.
I've got one. And boy, hallelujah, Jesus is glorious.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Let's get on to that. So just quickly, I want to tag off what we were saying. We were having a mini discussion with the people in the comment section. They had some very, very good points. Do you feel marriage is still alive? Or do you feel in the current society that we're in is seen as dead? It's a piece of paper. It's just something they used to do in a church. Is marriage, is the concept and the sanctity of marriage still alive?
I think it's definitely alive because it's something that God created. So whatever God creates never dies. But I think just like with a lot of things like sex and all these things, it's been misused or abused.
Yeah.
And so its value drops.
Yeah.
But obviously from a God perspective, we know that marriage is still very much the institution of the foundation of family. Do you get what I'm saying? And I think the world has kind of diluted its value. So I think nowadays people don't really, they just don't value it. Yeah. I mean, guys are getting with girls, everything that is in marriage or was saved for marriage is now being done outside of it. So now why do you need marriage if I can get all of the benefits without having to commit?
That's
what I'd say.
Is it possible to have a long-lasting, loving, successful relationship without being married?
Absolutely. But within the confines of being a Christian and obviously what we believe and how a marriage is obviously supposed to be, how it was intended. Because this is one of the things that we've been talking about quite heavily, is that what people are now doing now, although it's comfortable, it's now become the exception has become the rule. When the rule is that obviously it's supposed to be man and wife, you know, sex is supposed to be man and wife, or husband and wife rather. And so all of these things now are becoming the rule.
Yeah.
And it's not supposed to be. Those kind of things are the exception.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, it needs to come back to the rule and the standard of what we believe in.
Guys, welcome for joining us. If you're just joining us, there's people coming in. 21 questions with Ulrich and Siobhan Coker. All right, we're gonna delve now. We're gonna delve.
Let's go.
So, what's the hardest thing you've both had to go through as a married couple?
2019.
What happened?
2019 was the hardest year.
So you're saying the whole year?
Pretty much.
From start to finish.
Actually, no. It was really the first half.
For me, it was.
Yeah.
So 2019, it started off great. Then February, I lost my contract. My granddad passed away.
Oh.
And Ulrich didn't have a contract at the time.
Yeah.
So we were experiencing what many people are experiencing now in 2020.
Yeah.
We experienced our version of 2020 in 2019, where there was a famine in the land. Famine in the land.
Oh, man.
For a good couple months.
It's mad.
How many months?
About three going on four.
So we were entering into the fourth month, that's when I got a contract. And then...
But it was temporary.
Ulrich got a contract, yeah. And then my contract was temporary. And then I signed another contract.
Wow.
Then Ulrich's mum came to stay with us and that was temporary. And then I signed another contract and that was temporary. It was just like chip, chop, chip, chop, chip, chop. And then we found out we was pregnant and it was like, Lord Jesus.
Whoa.
What are we going to do?
So how were you paying rent?
Mate, praise God.
But tell me, how did you physically pay rent?
And best believe, Matthias, our son, was in private school at the time.
Private school. Yeah, so we had school fees, we had rent, we had the full works.
Everything.
So hold on.
Yeah.
Let me get this straight. So you're telling me both of you out of contract.
Out.
Yeah.
You've got another baby on the way.
Yeah.
Your child's in private school.
Yeah.
You're not homeless. You haven't been evicted.
No.
You're still eating food. So I want to know those two things, because those are, in terms of survival, if you look at Maslow's theory, those type of things there. I want to know, practically, how were you lot paying rent and eating food and keeping your son in private school?
Okay, so one of the things that, because for me personally, I feel like 2018 and 19 were probably my personal worst years, because business was just crazy. Yeah. And it was just a hard couple of years.
Yeah.
2019 was worse because obviously Siobhan went through pretty much what I was going through.
Yeah.
But one of the things one of my mentors said to me is that anytime when you're in famine, the most important thing to do is to make sure that your household can eat.
Yeah.
So any money that we were getting, we were making sure that the fridge was filled and our cupboards was filled. So that was it.
So that wasn't
In terms of rent and everything, listen, bro, honestly, till today, I cannot actually tell you how we're going to go into it, how we actually got through that season.
Yeah.
But I would say, I mean, we had to like get credit cards.
Unfortunately.
Sorry, just to
come back. We had paid off and cleared all debt by the end of 2018.
As hard as it was.
So 2018, we were like, yo.
Let's go.
Yeah.
We turned up. We finished paying off. We paid out. We were like, yeah, cut them credit cards. We don't need them.
Yeah.
We don't need them. We are out. 2019, we're like, yo.
Let's do
it. We need to come back.
Yeah. We had paid off the debt, which was great. Yeah. But things were still tight. Do you know what I mean? But when February hit, that's when it was like depression was just
it
like,
was just like, okay, God, what did we do wrong? And God was like, silence.
Ain't about what you did wrong.
We just,
it's about what you got to go through.
Yeah, we just had to sit we had to hear the Lord and we had to worship and we had to keep each other. And it was hard. And like, this is why I go back to saying about the vulnerability.
Mm.
We had to be vulnerable with each other.
Yeah, I had to be. There was no choice, because she was asking me, what are we going to do? Just like you, how are we going to pay the rent? And I said, and I literally had to look at her in her face and just say, babe, I don't know.
Okay, stop right there. That I don't know.
Yeah.
Are three. Next to I love you.
Yeah.
I think are three of them as powerful words that can come from someone's mouth. Because 100%. Just like you two said, if you're on the same team, even though you've been taught as a man, in a sense, that you should know all the answers.
Yeah.
What is your five-year plan? In reality, you don't know. And I think struggle happens when you're trying to come up with a solution and an answer or bear the weight of having a solution and an answer, and you just don't have it.
Mm.
And it takes you being able to look at your partner with honesty, but I don't know. But we can look to God, but me... I ain't got the foggiest idea.
But you know that that principle is in scripture, because I think one of the reasons why this season was the hardest, but probably one of our best years, was because it pushed me to get into my word. It pushed me to get to know. Worship. Because literally, I see when I tell you, there was nothing else I could hold on to.
Yeah.
And as I began to read scripture, God just literally highlighted Abraham.
Yeah.
And I started to go through this man's life. Mm. And literally, from when God is telling Abraham, come out from among your family and go to a place that I'm going to show you.
Yeah.
So if we take a magnifying glass into that family, here is a man taking his family to another land, which he's never been to before.
Yeah.
And God is saying, and remember, God is not this kind of, you know, it's not maybe like how we see it, like a cartoon or whatever. This is, you know, a being that you haven't seen. You hear, I don't know if he was audible, I don't know if it was in a dream, there's been loads of films about it, but he is now being led, taking his family, and I'm sure Sarah must have been like,
where are we going?
Your fam, where are we going? And he would have had to say, I don't know. Wherever the Lord leads us is where we're going to go.
Yeah.
So I stood on that same word, because I was in a season where God was like, I'm taking you to a place.
Yeah.
I'm building something in you guys. Yeah. That other people won't understand and they probably haven't even experienced.
Yeah.
But I need you to rely on me.
Yeah.
And finding that peace in that storm, bro.
Yeah.
That was the hardest thing, man.
Yeah.
And the vulnerability, like what Siobhan was saying, all of my pride was stripped from me.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all I can say. All of my pride was stripped from me. All of those concepts. That's why now when I see guys trying to front and be like, yo, I got this under control, I'm like, cool. If you do, amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. But you know what? There's going to come a time in your marriage where you have to become vulnerable. And the vulnerability and the breaking of your pride is not even just about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's about her.
That's right.
Because when you get to that point, that's when marriage begins.
Yeah.
That's when you begin to actually trust each other and begin to say, she's got my back.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, you've got family who are asking you, so what are you guys going to do?
Listen.
And then you've got friends who are asking you, so how are you guys doing?
Church kids. And what's going on?
Yeah. And you've still got responsibilities.
Yeah.
So when I say, like, we were trying to get jobs anywhere and everywhere.
Listen, bro. I started selling
windows
and doors, bro.
I thought he was going to say something else. Hallelujah. Okay. Ooh, okay. I thought you were trapping, bro.
What did you think I was going to say?
No.
Yeah, who's saying?
No. But to be honest, it was a really difficult season for us.
Listen,
and in that season, I think what was clear as day was if either of us was going to leave, it would have been then. If you're gonna walk away and when everything hits the fan,
this is long.
This is too much. I can't take this anymore. Mm. I want my luxuries. I want my
security.
I want to know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like we were slip and sliding, like paying one bill, not paying the next bill, chasing this. You know those ones where you're like, listen, they've only sent you the first reminder.
You're lucky. That's good,
bro. Like you're waiting until you get the text message to say if you don't pay by tomorrow, we're adding £20.
Yeah.
And certain times it was so peak, it actually got to the point where we missed the payment because we were trying to sort out something else. It was like, oh my gosh, we forgot to, and then we get another £20, and then on top of that, we go over the Dartford tunnel, and then we get a charge because we forgot to pay the £2.50. to add more to the plate, bro. Listen, man.
Bro, my friend, my
and you know them ones. You know them ones when Siobhan is the one that's driven, and she comes back with the letter, and she's like, "Oh, babe," and I hear "babe," and it's like it's over. So
my friend lives over Dartford Tunnel. That's my best friend. So I know that feeling when you get that letter through the post, and they're like, "Yo, run me my £2.50." But you ain't got £2.50. All right, let's go. Time is talking. But thank you for sharing that. That's no, beautiful, because I always love to balance the balance the fairy tale idea of marriage with its raw, honest reality, because both of them can work together.
Yeah.
But it's understanding that they both exist. You know, they both exist. Okay, I want to ask.
Kyle, get out.
So far, you haven't used your pass card.
No.
No.
I'm going to ask this question, and we'll see if you have your pass card.
Okay.
Whew. Okay. Have you, in your marriage, ever wanted to leave? Because this was back. This is it. Where was that argument?
No. Nah.
Never. Okay. No.
Wait.
Never. Or being close.
Never.
Okay.
Never.
Never, bro.
Do you know what it is?
Because of the foundation we
laid. Yeah. We were absolutely sure. You know when you're sure, and you know that it's almost like you have been waiting. Let's say you're waiting till you get home to eat your dinner because your wife has told you. She has cooked your favorite meal. That's like you on the way home seeing your friend saying, "Hey, I'm going to Nando's. Do you want to come with me?" Why would you get off the train?
Yeah.
Check out when you know what you're going home for is the best thing that you've been looking forward to.
Yeah.
For us, we know that this marriage, as hard as it may get, there is such a juicy bit that's coming.
Yeah.
I can't be robbed. I can't be robbed at this hard stage for the blessing that's going to come when I get down the road. So as hard as it is, I'm away.
But then I think at the same time, I think it's like what we've been sharing on our journey so far for those people who've been following us. Like, it's like the foundation that we laid. It was like, we said that divorce is not an option.
It's not.
So we don't even entertain that. Because we know that however hard it gets, there has to be greater after this.
Yeah.
And do you know what I'm saying? Like, I've never fell out of love with Siobhan.
No.
Even though she's annoyed me to the point of wanting to just go Super Saiyan 3 or something. Do you know what I mean? like, that doesn't even enter my consciousness, my thinking. Do you know what I mean? Because we're here forever. There's no way. No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
And I think that comes, just like you said, with an intentional choice.
100%.
It's an intentional choice to say this person.
Yeah.
I could cheat. I could cheat tomorrow. Yeah. I'm not saying me. My wife is watching. It's an example. It's just an example. But, you know, you could cheat tomorrow.
Yeah.
But there's a definite understanding within your heart, within your soul, that I've made a particular choice. And I think this is the difference sometimes between, I guess, people who may just want to get together, but marriage. Mm. Marriage is a definite choice and a commitment that each morning you wake up to and you salute it again. You're saying, we're going again.
Yeah.
Whereas I think there's other ones that you're more easily able and readily available to just step out of. This one here, you're saying, I'm going to stay within these confines. And I'm going to make this thing work.
Yeah.
That takes commitment. Mm-hmm. It takes understanding what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And it takes selfless love. Mm. You have to actually selflessly say, I'm going to love this person even when my needs have to take a back seat. That's hard. Yeah. That's very hard.
And maturity, bro. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
100% maturity. Yeah. Like I always say, marriage is not for people who are not mature. Mm. Do you get what I'm saying? Because the things that you're going to face, you know, it's a life choice.
Yeah.
This is not a a university course that you start and then it's like, oh, this is long, you know, and then you change course. No, it's not like that, you know. This is a life, this is a permanent situation.
Yeah.
It's like you can't just walk out of your family home and say, my mum gets on my nerves. She's your mum. She gave birth to you. Do you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter how much you hate, and obviously some people have done that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't stop the fact that she's your mum.
Yeah.
You know? That's true. In time's talking the hardest, but in one let me see what more time. Okay, yeah. In your travels or in your journey of marriage, what's the best piece of advice you've been given? The best piece of advice that someone gave you, and it's always reverberating in your mind or in your heart as you go through.
Do you
want
to go for that one?
I can.
go on.
I don't know if it's the best.
For you?
If I say it, people are going to think I'm crazy. So,
say it.
So, before we got married, we were talking. I overheard some older people talking, and they were like, "Have you got special towels?"
She went there today.
So,
she went there tonight.
And the special towels for us.
Actually, you know what? That's so true.
Are you saying towel?
Special towel.
This is 18 plus right here. Do you know what I mean? This is X-rated. So I'm going to put those disclaimers.
I want to understand this. I want to understand this. Big up Eve in the building. Evelyn, I want to understand this. Special towels. Go. You got 1 minute.
Okay. So you're the two of you are intimate.
Getting busy.
And you don't want to have a whole heap of stuff getting on your bed sheets because that's not the way forward.
Okay.
So, in your bedside tables, make sure y'all have some special towels so you can do clean up on aisle three nice and quick with no issues.
Because it's not about washing them bed sheets like every couple of days, bro.
It's also not about saying, what's that running down my leg? So, for you to understand what's going on,
it's really in. They it's just really said, in.
Make They're sure you get some special towels. So, I was just like,
where's that fire icon?
But effective, that for me, it like,
yeah, that was.
I had no.
Can I tail onto that?
I had no.
That
clue.
Was the best advice.
Yeah.
100%, hands down. I forgot about that one. That was so good.
I was thinking you were going to say love till you can't love no more. Be the first one to say sorry. Don't sleep on your anger. But listen, no, to make sure you have special towels. Special towels. Okay.
Come on, hashtag special towels, everybody.
Let's get a hashtag special towels in the comment section right about now. Right now. Guys,
right now.
You've made it through without using your pass card.
Yes.
You've actually made it through without using your pass card. I won't start too more, but obviously the time. But you made it through without using your... I'm impressed. You could have used it at different points.
Good. It's good.
Have you found it?
Yeah, it's been okay.
Yeah, it's been good. Fun. Yeah.
I told Siobhan was freaking out.
I was like,
look, there's nothing that he can ask that we wouldn't share.
It's true.
Because we're just going to be real, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so true.
Really real. I mean, you went deeper than me.
You went deeper than everybody.
Because I couldn't think of anything
else.
You went
deeper with me with that. Someone's
got the emoji. Well, congratulations. You have won. We've got 1,000. This is quite special because obviously there's lots of things that can help make a marriage work. There's lots of things that can help propel a marriage forward. And it's all about, I guess it's all about getting the right thing for the right setup. And the right thing for you guys, I think in this time right now, is 1,000 milliliters of Dettol.
Bring it on down.
I think this would definitely be what is needed to keep your marriage fresh.
Yeah.
To keep it clean, especially with the special towels.
More cleaning.
Yeah. All right, your last question is, do you have a question for me?
Yeah, so
bees.
What was the feeling, the emotion that you felt when you realized that you were going to be a father?
Yeah.
What's the emotion I felt? I didn't have one.
Wow. Okay.
Do you know why I didn't have one? Because I take time to process things.
Okay.
Very long to process things. So she's about a year and about a month now already. Mm-hmm. I am still trying to tell my mind that that's your child.
Yeah.
You're not babysitting your niece or your nephew.
Yeah.
That's your child over there. Mm. And as that child gets bigger and bigger, their experience is going to grow and grow and grow. But that's your child. And I'm still digesting that. So telling me I'm going to be a father, I didn't have... I was just like, oh, okay. And over time, I've had to process it. When I was in the delivery room and in the hospital,
wow,
you know, leaving the hospital, still surreal.
Yeah.
Wow. So I thought I'm still in a honeymoon surreal trance of that's your child, you know, and I'm still getting to understand. Obviously, I love her like deeply, but I'm still understanding that, you know, you're a father, and with that comes so much. But it's a enjoyable experience. So yeah, I didn't have any emotions at the time, but these emotions are evolving day by day, week by week, month by month, you know.
It's a good thing, though. That's good.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us for 21 Questions, ladies and gentlemen. Can we have a round of applause in the comments section for We Are, the Crocus, the Crocus family.
Amazing.
Please be sure to follow everything that they're doing. They've got their blog and they've got their music ministry. And they are just really unpacking their marriage for the sake of people, you know, to be a blessing to so many people. So get involved and follow them, and just every Tuesday, 9 p.m., log on, learn some things. There's things that you might know that you can share, but things that they might share that you can learn. Absolutely. So it'll be a wonderful thing as we kind of go through this lockdown period and this quarantine period, especially, and especially when couples are so tightly together in the confined space. So, guys, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate it.
It's been a blessing, man. Love you guys every day.
Take care, Icy.
Yeah. Take care, guys.
Take care, everyone.
Bye.
Guys, thank you for joining us. 21 Questions with the Cocas. Just a great story about commitment. We talked about vulnerability. We talked about our special towels. And we're just celebrating what marriage is. Marriage is not like a one-size-fits-all. But it does take commitment and a choice, a definite choice. I decide to be with you forever. That takes a lot to continue to work out. Therefore, it's not just a sprint, but it is a marathon. Yeah. I've been ICIE Music on every single platform. If you've enjoyed today, please, please, please leave a comment in the comment section to let us know how you found it. We're going to place this on YouTube. We're going to place it on our podcast platform on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You can find those by searching The Sit Down UK. That's everywhere you can find us. And we're just going to make sure we roll out these more and more. We've got another one next Thursday with a special guest. So if this is your first time tuning into what we're doing, become a regular. Thursday, 9 p.m., 21 Questions. All right. Take care. God bless. And big up our wonderful sponsors. Popcorn. They're doing their thing. Natural ingredients. Low calorie. And a whole host of flavors. So big up Popcorn for sponsoring us. Make sure you're snacking right. The proper way. You get that. You know, like I did that. The proper. See you next week. 21 Questions. I'm out.